A title appears over Washington, D.C. Time Bomb.
Welcome, everyone, to our Game of the Week. No question, this will be an exciting matchup between two of football's top teams. Last year's Super Bowl champion, New Orleans, and today's home team, Washington.
Well, that's right, Bill. You know, for years, Washington has been a bad team with a losing record, but last year they made the playoffs for the first time in 12 years. Then they had the misfortune of beating the same New Orleans team in that game. They suffered the humiliating 42-7 loss. They'll be looking to avenge that loss today here at D.C.'s venerable Memorial Stadium.
Washington fans have turned out in force today in the nation's capital. Who can forget last year's playoff loss that saw their quarterback of the future go down with a season-ending knee injury? New Orleans went on to win the Super Bowl, and Washington was left to lick its wounds. But no wound was bigger than the knee injury to Washington's star quarterback, Matt Calvillo, number 13.
Hey, everybody knows he was the top quarterback in the league until...
In a replay, the quarterback gets sacked. Now words appear. Department of Homeland Security, Anti-Terrorism Unit, Washington, D.C. A man walks a hall with a subordinate.
Sits in the Oval Office.
I can't wait for these recordings to be analyzed and translated. I need translators on those wiretaps now.
Agent Michael Bookman.
That's a lot of translators.
Do you want me waiting 48 hours after they blow up the Sudanese embassy?
No, sir.
Sir, I got it.
Great. A woman hands him papers.
No, these are incorrect. Send them back. Wrong context.
They pass guards in body armor.
Check the meaning of Zaz Maksur now.
He's facing the strongest defense in the league. He'll have his work cut out for him, and that awesome New Orleans front four will be gunning for him.
Now words appear. Arlington, Virginia. Inside a suburban home, a little boy holds a football card of Matt Calvillo, the Washington quarterback. As the pregame show plays on a TV, the boy puts the card in a resealable baggie. His mother searches a desk.
He's under a lot of pressure. You gotta wonder what's going on inside that county.
Buddy, do you know where your dad put the tickets? Did he give her to you?
No.
What's a closer mean, Mom?
Someone who gets the job done. Which is what I want you to do with your shoes. Now get them on your feet. And tie those laces up in double knots. And turn off the TV.
She picks up her cell phone.
Let's get us to the real deal.
She opens some drawers. One contains a gun and a government badge.
Agent Bookman, leave a message.
Just once, I wish you'd answer your phone.
At Homeland Security, Bookman's aide snaps a rubber band worn on his wrist.
The rubber band is to remind you about the game. The pain is to remind you to look at your watch.
So here's a day when pretty much both sides of Congress can agree. We got one hell of a ball game about to begin.
In a sedan, a man hands machine guns to two other masked men. You are listening to video description on the SAP channel. This service is primarily intended for viewers who are blind or visually impaired. To return to regular program audio, turn off the SAP feature on your TV or VCR at the Bookman House.
Mama, I'm going to be late.
Here we go. Now let's go watch some football. What do you say?
All right.
Now the sedan pulls up to a curb and the armed men get out. In another car, Bookman's wife holds her cell to her ear. Bookman follows a hall using his phone.
I'm heading for the car as we speak.
You're not going to make it.
No, totally finished here. Honey, don't worry. This is not going to be like his little league season.
Well, that would be nice. See, buddy? He's on his way.
Her son lowers his gaze to the football card in his hands. Now words appear. O'Regan's Bar, downtown Washington, D.C. As patrons drink beer and watch the game, the masked men barge in, aiming their weapons.
Let the city win!
They usher everyone to the bar.
Get down!
Everyone put handcuffs on!
We said nobody moves!
What are you talking about?
Shut up!
They shoot a patron in the stomach, and he falls to the floor.
Take handcuffs or die now!
One of the masked intruders sets a box of handcuffs on the bar. As the patrons cuff themselves to a handrail on the outer edge of the bar, one of the masked men empties two bottles of liquor into a plastic dishpan. The bartender tries to help, but the man pushes him away. This program has been described by the media access group at WGBH with funding from CBS. Described by Carrie Canning, Stacey Perlman, Justin Soule, and Dutch Priest. Read by Miles Knapp. The man carefully floats a small bomb on the liquor. He sprinkles rose petals around it, then flips the switch. A clock on the bomb reads 30 minutes. As he flips a second switch, the countdown clock starts. Carefully, the bomber lifts his hands away and eyes his partners.
It's time. Now.
Watch yourselves.
Stay
I steal everyone.
As the terrorists back toward the door, an American flag waves on the TV.
Let's go! Go, go! Don't move! If you move, you die!
The bartender slowly reaches for a cordless phone with his free hand. In a car, Bookman sits in traffic. Department of Homeland Security, main headquarters, the Pentagon.
Agent Bookman.
There's a bomb in O'Regan's bar, 7.
Jill Greco.
We have a call with Circle of Fire claiming responsibility.
They said Circle of Fire?
They did, but it could be anything. Domestic, extortionists, any intel on this?
Hell no. Is the bomb squad on its way?
FBI bomb won't make it. We're sending the local guys.
Evidently, it's on a timer. We have roughly
17 minutes.
17 minutes.
In the bar, the handcuffed patrons wait anxiously.
Did you take 7? Where are you?
Traffic's crazy. I'm 8 blocks away.
Michael.
Going on foot.
Bookman runs.
We got a bomb in a bar downtown. Agent Bookman's 8 blocks away, traveling by foot. DC bomb squad is en route.
At O'Regan's, the bomb's timer nears 10 minutes. On the TV, the football game starts.
It's a short kick field, but that's 15 by Gallagher. Gets up field to the 17. Oh, he's met by a team of black jerseys.
The cuffed patrons stare off soberly. Outside, Bookman's reflection appears in a police cruiser's side mirror as he races to the scene. He shows his badge.
Sir, this is a restricted area.
Department of Homeland Security.
A motorcyclist removes a black helmet, revealing his smooth, hairless scalp. Douglas Campbell, DC Bomb Squad.
Where's Agent Bookman?
He shows his badge.
DC Bomb Squad.
Inside O'Regan's, Bookman puts on an earpiece and hits a button on a pager-sized device on his belt.
You're on and encrypted. Confirm the situation.
One bomb, unstable, floating in liquid with a motion detector, 5 minutes left. A dozen plus customers handcuffed to the bar so that any movement will set off the bomb.
At Homeland Security headquarters, Greco paces. At the bar, a hand drills a hole in the plastic dish pan. The patrons look around worriedly, their arms dangling from the handrail. Leaning over the bomb, Campbell wearily rubs his forehead.
Calm down.
Please, don't panic. Unless you want to die, remain calm. We're going to get you out of this.
Bookman points to Campbell and a goateed man.
What do you have here are two of the best bomb techs on the planet. That's Douglas Campbell.
He's got two things on his mind. His 87 kids and all the bombs he's defused. There's a connection there somewhere, folks, but we really don't want to go there.
And Richard Pratt's. No wife, no kids, thank God.
That's our boss back there. You're in good hands. That guy's so smooth, he actually defused my best girl back in college.
He's just bitter. She didn't feel he was marriage material.
What does that have to do with
a tall, clean-cut man enters. Richard Zawadzki, DC Bomb Squad.
Ah, here comes Zawadzki.
What do we got?
Now you guys can really relax. He's better than all of us put together.
Where
are those bolt cutters? Where the hell are those bolt cutters?
Your man Gibbons should be there any second.
Here they are.
Bolt cutters.
Finally.
Johnny Givens finally finds the bar.
Jeez. Where the hell you been?
Who's got the bolt cutters? Ladies first.
The newcomer, Givens, snips the handcuffs.
Walk to the door. Once you get out the door, then you can run. Remain calm.
The bomb's timer reaches 1 minute. As Givens severs the handcuffs, smaller cutters snip one of the bomb's wires. The freed bartender sidles out behind Pratt.
She's still ticking. Is that collapsing?
Everyone just remain calm. Walk slowly to the door. Ma'am, please, walk slowly.
Let's go.
She's still alive.
Thank you.
And that
ma'am, we'll see you outside.
No, guys. We're still ticking.
How about we try the timing device again?
What's the status?
It's booby-trapped. How about we try a different bar?
I'll tell you what, why don't you guys go and we'll finish up. How's that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's me twice. We need the money. Take care.
We got 27 seconds.
Thanks for dropping by.
Zawadzki and Givens follow the civilians out.
Yeah.
We're never going to get this one. It's too good.
This is damn impressive.
Let's just say this one goes to the bad guys. Let's go.
Smart bad guys.
We're out of time. Let's go.
All right, say goodbye to your little friend.
We need the record of this.
As the timer hits 10 seconds, Campbell photographs the bomb.
All right.
Come on, let's go.
As Pratt and Bookman head for the door, Campbell turns back for his jacket. Outside, all three race from the bar. The timer reaches 0. The blast from O'Regan's throws the men to the pavement. Now at the football game, Bookman's wife and son head into the stands.
Hello?
Yeah. Something kind of came up, darling.
Mike, he actually began to believe he might come this time. He's got the Cavillo card with him. Remember you said you'd get it signed?
Of course I remember. And I will be there. I will. I've got your rubber band with me.
Hey, buddy, look at these great seats your daddy got for you.
As they sit, she covers her free ear.
What's going on?
Michael, can you hold on a second, please?
His wife lets out a sigh.
Thanks.
Outside O'Regan's, Bookman takes Greco's call.
Yeah, it blew. One patron was killed by gunfire. The rest got out. Get forensics down here now.
You have to listen to this. It came in just as the bomb went off.
Okay, but go loud. My hearing's shot.
That was just to prove we are for real. Memorial Stadium is now wired with 2.5 tons of explosives. They are placed so the entire stadium will collapse. If an announcement is made, if people begin to leave, the bombs will be detonated. We need $100 million and the release of political prisoner Mus'ab Hayati. If these demands are not met, we will destroy the stadium before the end of the game.
Bookman dials his cell.
Pick up the phone.
This is Lynn. Leave a message.
Lynn, get out of the stadium. Get Sean and get out of the stadium now.
Lowering the phone, Bookman scans the crowded street.
Douglas!
Now he rides on the back of Campbell's motorcycle.
Get to Memorial Stadium fast. It's rigged to blow.
At the game.
New Orleans ball on the 25. White takes the handoff.
My wife and son are in there.
I'll get you there. Hang on.
As the bike speeds past slow-moving traffic, the game continues. Fans hold up signs and foam fingers as the game clock counts down past 12 minutes, 45 seconds. Outside, Bookman and Campbell hurry toward the stadium doors.
I'm going to grab a ticket. I'll meet you inside.
All right. We're here.
Bookman. How much?
Traffic's a disaster. You'll be the first guys in there, so move slowly. Don't flash any ID. We need to stay undercover for as long as we can.
In the stadium, Calvillo pitches the ball to a running back. A graphic in the corner shows 11 and a half minutes left in the first quarter. Bookman hurries into the stands and finds his family seats empty. He answers his cell.
Thank God he got out.
We have your wife and child, Agent Bookman. We have your wife and child.
Bookman's eyes widen.
You are the man that killed Mr. Hayati.
He scans the stadium.
What the hell is this?
We have your wife and child, Agent Bookman.
Man 80!
You are the man that killed Mr. Hayati. We have your wife and child.
Here at Memorial Stadium, and with a little more than 10 minutes to go in the first quarter, the score remains 0-0.
Washington cheerleaders shake their pom-poms. Calvillo takes the snap.
Quick pitch to Pringle, cuts back to his right through the line.
In the stands, Bookman looks around slack-jawed. He faces the spectators around the empty seats.
Has anyone seen my wife and child? They're sitting right here. It's an emergency.
Yeah, I saw them. They were here just for a couple of minutes.
He sits and leans toward the witness.
Did you see where they went, man?
Some guy started talking to them and they were gone.
Do you have a description of the guy?
No, I didn't see his face. He had a hooded sweatshirt.
As the woman turns her attention back to the game, Bookman sits up and stares off blankly. On the field, a Washington receiver catches a long pass. The game clock shows under 10 minutes left in the first quarter. Bookman sits motionless, his mouth hanging slightly agape.
Bookman, what do you got?
Bookman blinks at Greco's question, and his shoulders rise and fall with his breath. He looks right and left, then gets to his feet.
They know who I am.
What?
How did they know where I was sitting?
What are you saying?
A circle of fire.
I know more about them than anyone.
You okay?
I should have left the bar earlier.
What are you
talking about? You just saved 14 people.
He walks out onto the concourse, shaking his head.
Rose deep, touchdown, Washington.
He rests his forehead against a slanted wall, then tilts his gaze back. Campbell approaches.
They won't let me bring in my gear. The bomb gridlock traffic. Mass transit shut down. Friends of Wesley about a half hour out. What's wrong?
They took Lynn. They took Sean.
What?
My family's being held hostage.
Greco lowers her gaze.
God.
Campbell follows Bookman down the concourse.
Greco. When the agents and bomb guys get here, they come in either by themselves or in groups of two. Civilian clothes, period. Do not let the FBI, bomb squad, or any other agency descend on this place. If this gets outside the department, people will panic, start to leave the stadium, and the terrorists will blow the bomb.
The president's in discussions with the cabinet, Mike.
Well, what about the money? The money should be arranged in case we have to give in to the demands.
You know our policy. We do not negotiate with terrorists.
65,000 people's lives are on the line. We may need to reconsider the policy.
If you're a little too close, Mike, maybe you should come in.
Bookman wets his lips and fixes his jaw.
There's no way you're pulling me off this, Greco. Don't even think about it. What about Hayabi?
Like I said, the president's still deciding.
While they're deciding, have Hayabi choppered in here. I'd like to have a little chat with him.
Done. Hayabi.
Now Greco faces a monitor with a view of the engineering lab.
Is there any way 2.5 tons could level that place?
We'll keep running tests, but no. No, it's not possible. I mean, these guys seem like amateurs to me, man.
Makes them worse than the pros' nightmare to negotiate with.
Unless the bombs are plutonium.
No, they would have used that in their threat. How in the world did it get in with that much explosive? If you were a terrorist, where in the hell would you hide it?
In the basement. Spaced evenly between the columns. It's not going to collapse the place, but it's going to do a hell of a lot of damage.
Which columns?
The engineer points to a blueprint of the stadium.
There, there, there.
Get on your set.
Hey, who am I talking to?
Douglas Campbell, DC Bomb Squad.
But it's a city guy? Where's FBI?
FBI? Why would you want them when I'm available?
Two guys approach.
How'd you get in?
What do you mean?
They're chopping us out of school 10 blocks away. We're starting to shake up the exits, but there aren't enough of us.
Where exactly would that be?
From where you are, straight down. Each of the columns is numbered.
All right, cool.
Greco, they took Sean and Lynn. It had to be for a purpose. They've got to still be in this building.
How are we going to find them without attracting attention, Mike? We can't start dragging people out of their seat interrogating them.
Bookman's eyes dart toward the field.
Wait a minute.
What is it?
He runs to a spot behind a row of seats. On the field below, a scuffle breaks out between the players, and the New Orleans coaching staff argues with a ref. As a TV crewman on the sideline swivels his camera, an image of the cheering fans appears on the scoreboard screen.
Greco, I've got an idea. Get the imaging processing department ready.
Now, high above the field, Bookman and another agent enter a broadcast booth.
Please turn off all open microphones in this booth.
They show their badges.
We have a serious terrorist threat. You cannot leave this room and you cannot communicate this information with anybody outside of this booth. It would mean the lives of everybody in this stadium. DHS agent Goodman's gonna collect your cell phones, PDAs, pagers, and he'll stay here with you. It's imperative that this broadcast continue and appear normal. So everybody just keep doing your jobs. I need your gun.
A security officer hands his pistol to Bookman.
Agent Goodman, take this gun. If anybody tries to leave or communicate, shoot them. I need 4 cameras pointed at the crowds, and I need that video sent to DHS headquarters, encrypted satellite. Let's go. 4 cameras pointed at the stands.
Get a shot of every face watching this game.
All right, everybody. This is going to sound a little odd, but work with me here. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Spud's scanning the crowd.
A cameraman rotates toward the fans. In the Department of Homeland Security Communications Lab, fans' faces appear on computer monitors. Other faces scroll past the paused images.
Camera 2, second tier, upper left.
Camera 3, cover that area first, please.
Thank you all for your cooperation.
Bookman, Pratt and Agent Lawson just arrived.
At the door, a guard finds a device on Pratt.
She's got off work. Electrician.
It's there.
Ma'am, this is counterfeit.
Agent Lawton takes back a ticket.
This just cost us $200.
One more time.
What?
I'll meet you inside.
Brad hands the guard a small tool.
Anything else, sir?
Not good.
Now Campbell searches the basement.
Okay, you should be able to see numbers on each of those columns.
All right, we're at 11A.
Okay, try 35. We can get there most easily from that front entrance.
12A.
Pratt joins Campbell.
Yo, hey, you're up for Gibbons?
City's shut down. He's walking from Arlington.
What about Zawaski?
He's stuck in traffic. He's never going to get here.
Call them both. Tell them to keep trying. Need every guy on this team. Okay, I'm at 13A.
He inspects a metal box on the column.
That's God.
Pratt?
Yeah.
Tell Zawaski to park the car and walk. Can't get the equipment in here anyway.
What for, man? I mean, we got half a team and no gear.
There's 65,000 people up there.
On the field. As the quarterback completes a pass, the game clock counts down under 5 minutes. In the broadcast booth, Bookman faces the director.
The 20!
Tell him to skip the women, skip the children, skip the men over 50.
All right, everybody. Skip the women, children, and the men over 50.
What the heck are we doing?
Meanwhile, at the DHS communications lab, men's faces scroll quickly over the paused images of fans. Technicians watch the screen closely.
Oh, yes.
Right. No. 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 Go to the left.
Yes.
To the left.
Hold.
No.
Next. Next. Come on, guys. Come on.
In the broadcast booth, a man lowers his headphones and faces Agent Goodman.
Come on, five.
It's clear what's going on here. You're stopping on all the Arab-looking guys. It's racial profiling.
You want us to stop? Look, I'm half Syrian. I don't give a damn. That's my crew out there. Look for Arabs. Come on, five.
Next. The scoreboard shows the game tied at 7.
New Orleans is scoring back for their first score, and they're set to kick to Washington. And approaches the ball, and he bangs the kickoff downfield.
Campbell and Pratt walk the concourse.
Let's check over here. Yo, guys. Let's check behind all the pillars.
Campbell circles a large cement pillar, peeking into a trash can as he passes. Nearby, Pratt looks inside another trash bin.
There's nothing here. Nothing at all.
We've got nothing at this side.
The engineer at DHS runs his hands through his hair.
Maybe it's on a different level?
Next level. Next level, everyone.
Now on the field.
Washington's ball. Cavillo back to pass. Throws deep. Intercepted.
Above, Campbell and Pratt meet with Bookman.
There's no bombs around these columns.
We have to start over. Rethink it.
Lawton and another agent join them.
What if the bombs aren't in place yet? I mean, they swept this whole place with bomb-sniffing dogs yesterday, right?
Through a bunch of suicide bombers? Ready to run in position in the last minute?
Gentlemen, we've been running computer analysis of possible scenarios. Seems there is one way they could force a complete collapse. The likelihood of their knowing's remote, but I like to put my mind at ease. I'd like you to start by checking level 200, column number 7.
At column 7.
I got nothing.
As Campbell steps out of a small oval hatch, Bookman runs his hand over a patch of cement darker than the rest of the wall.
That's a slight discoloration.
What? What are you saying? Ain't better the bomb in the cement pillar? Get out of here.
Right here.
Bookman opens the hatch and looks inside.
And when they do that, this morning?
An X-ray.
With what? All our stuff is caught in traffic. Look, Mike, I admit these guys are good. But there's no way in hell they're that good.
On the field, a cheerleader with dangling navel jewelry waves a pom-pom.
Third down for Washington. Gerard squares in. Caught between two defenders. We're late in the first quarter. Looks like there's a player down. Oh, Joe, that looks like his knee. That's going to require x-rays when this one's over.
Bookman looks up.
Damage isn't great.
I got it.
In the locker room.
Yeah, it's counterfeit. It says made in the USA, but this baby was made in Guatemala. Never passed FDA safety regulations.
Sorry, sir. We have no choice but to confiscate your x-ray machine.
But we're in the middle of the game.
Believe me. A broken leg kills a lot faster than a high dose of gamma radiation.
Bookman, Campbell, and Lawton wheel out the x-ray machine. Now on the concourse, Bookman waits in front of a food stand. Locked by the stand, Campbell passes an x-ray plate to Lawton inside a column's hatch. She adheres the plate to the inside wall with tape. As Campbell positions the x-ray machine at the outer wall, Bookman keeps an eye on passing fans. He rotates the rubber band around his wrist. Now in the locker room, Bookman places an x-ray on a light board. Campbell adds another. As more negatives appear on the board, Lawton helps her colleagues move the pictures together. Now on the field, Calvillo throws the ball.
Calvillo's
Campbell studies another x-ray. On the field, a Washington player catches a pass and runs for several more yards. The x-ray machine flashes.
Now we're talking.
Bookman adds a negative to the light board.
There you are. That's sexy.
The images reveal a device.
What's it? Oh, my.
Now the engineer points to schematics.
There's one there.
Second bomb's there.
Half roll left. Fires.
Fourth there.
The end zone. Touchdown!
We have 5 1,000-pound bombs buried in this stadium.
At headquarters, Greco's eyes widen. Now, at the start of the second quarter, a New Orleans player kicks the ball.
Here's the kickoff.
A kick returner catches it.
Washington takes it at their own 11.
In the basement, Bookman addresses a group of plainclothes agents and bomb squad members.
As most of you know, we have a confirmed terrorist threat. The bombs are set to go off at the end of the fourth quarter. The group we're dealing with is known as Circle of Fire, a large, well-financed, militant organization. We believe that at least some of the terrorists are still in the building. They've got financial demands, and they demand the release of prisoner Musab Hayat. They've also got...
The group eyes photos of Lynn and Sean.
2 hostages. Sorry.
The bombs aren't better than 5 columns, each on a different level. I'll take the lead with bomb team 1. Pratt will take team 2. When we expose these bombs, every team follows my lead. We can't draw attention to ourselves. Which means for you, you'll be forced to work in absolute stealth. We're also concerned that these bombs are booby-trapped in ways we've never seen before. We don't have much time. Let's move.
A team member studies the photo on the field.
Just a little more than 13 minutes left now in the second quarter. We've got quite a battle going on here. White barrels up the middle.
With Bookman.
Agent Lawton, nobody gets in here without DHS, FBI, or DC bomb squad creds. How many entrances are there on this level?
4 elevators, 10 stairwells. It's massive.
I'll post the man at each one.
As Bookman approaches the x-ray machine at a column, words appear. Bomb site number 4, basement level. Now on the concourse.
DHS is putting together a cover to get us our gear. They're at least an hour away.
Words appear. Bomb site number 1.
We gotta get started. Have any ideas?
Well, somebody's gotta have a sledgehammer in this building.
We can't just start banging on this.
Well, what the hell's a choice then?
Now at DHS's audio and linguistics lab, a blonde-haired woman types at a computer. As the woman works on the terrorist message, Greco watches her on a monitor.
Maybe it's a negative logarithm used to filter out the odd frequencies and a positive logarithm on the even frequencies.
Whatever it is, just get that voice unfiltered as fast as you can.
In the basement, Lawton approaches Bookman and Pratt.
This is Lawton. We got a problem. There's a maintenance guy. He heard everything.
Who are you?
Clark McDaniel. I'm head of maintenance. My office is back there. What's going on here?
Find a secure room, put an agent on him, take his cell phone. He doesn't leave until this is over.
I got 3 cement saws.
You've got cement saws?
Yeah. Plus wire cutters, walkie-talkies, screwdrivers.
Bookman heads toward McDaniel with a stern glare.
I'm a veteran of Desert Storm, and I know how to keep my mouth shut.
Now at bomb site 1, Campbell's team carves into the cement with a power saw.
Everybody listen up. Stay behind my team. So if we blow up, well, then you know what not to do.
Team 4 ready to go, just waiting on a saw.
Team 2 in place, ready to go.
Team 5 ready.
Team 3, we're ready to go.
35-yard field goal attempt by New Orleans. Kick is up. It is good. New Orleans increases their lead over Washington, 24-14.
Lynn and Sean are the only two that have seen these guys. Of course they're still alive. They're too valuable.
Greco listens.
These people understand that having them alive gives them the perfect leverage, and they're going to use it. Enough men now. I can start a room-to-room search. I can take a couple off the gates. What do you say?
Michael, you don't have to sell me. Just find them.
In a maintenance office, McDaniel faces Bookman.
It's mostly empty.
He points to a floor map.
Goes out like a spider web under the stadium, the parking lots. Some of it is storage. It was supposed to be used as living quarters for all the members of Congress in the event of a nuclear disaster.
Bookman squints.
How many rooms are there?
15. 1600.
Our view heads down a series of passages. Large pipes line the walls and ceiling. On the field, the New Orleans quarterback pitches the ball to a running back. The game clock counts down from under 7 minutes. Underground, Bookman walks with McDaniel.
Greco, how much time left?
At bomb site one.
About 6.5 minutes left in the half.
Campbell stops a lanky man sawing into the cement. Okay, that's good. Bookman searches a passage.
Bookman, I have another 100 agents heading to the stadium. How are you doing at the bomb site?
Men chisel at a column cement.
Slow, very slow. Half of them have to use wood chisels. When the hell is our real gear getting here?
It's coming undercover in electrical trucks, but traffic's real bad.
Shining a flashlight, Bookman heads down another passage with McDaniel and a few agents. They enter a clear hallway and approach a closed blue door. The maintenance man takes out his keys and inserts one into the lock. One of the agents aims a gun as they open the door. Inside, they find rows of empty desks and a chalkboard.
What's this?
It's for the congressman's kids, if there was a nuclear attack.
Bookman fiddles with his rubber band in the audio and linguistics lab.
That was just to prove we are for real.
Memorial Stadium is now wired with 2.5 tons of explosives.
As the blonde woman taps on her keyboard, a group of men hover around her.
Guys, need some breathing room here.
Give her some space.
As the men take one step back, the blonde technician grins.
Thanks so much, guys.
If I'm a mouse of dismay.
She shakes her head, then presses more keys.
The bombs will be detonated.
In the communications lab, agents scan more faces.
Greco, a guy see anything in the stadium crowd? Anything suspicious at all?
Nothing so far.
Not a single match?
Not a single match.
In the audio lab.
These demands are not met. The explosives
will go off when the game clock goes to zero.
Got you, you son of a bitch. Need...
Now Greco faces the blonde technician on a screen.
So we've been able to equalize everything. This is the actual voice.
If these demands are...
Okay, now the hard part. Let's try matching. Start with circle of fire interrogation, tapes, and wiretaps.
We've got linguists ready to go. Place the accent.
Okay, fast as you can.
Bookman, the electrical trucks with your gear are now arriving.
Two.
You hear me? Your gear has arrived.
In a garage, a security guard waves in a van. Men in green uniforms and hard hats hop out. The guard approaches the driver.
Here for the wiring problem?
The men push in wheeled equipment cases. As one of the bomb teams inspects their column, another crew wears masks and saws into the structure. On the field, players collide. At the bomb site, men chisel away chunks of cement. On the concourse level, Campbell studies a box embedded inside the exposed column.
Okay, guys, listen up. It's 10 by 8. 6 screws. I see one wire coming in from the deck.
Ditto.
At all the bomb sites.
Ditto.
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 Okay. I got the micro switch neutralized, the booby trap by the release mechanism taped down. Everything else looks clean from here.
Ditto here. These guys don't make it easy.
We're set here.
Campbell aims a flashlight under the box.
All right, let's do this.
Real careful.
As Campbell's colleague touches the front lid of the device, Pratt works on separating the lid at his bomb site. Campbell removes the lid. From behind the bomb, we see dozens of red wires looping between two circuit boards. With his jaw dropped open, Pratt inspects the embedded bomb. His wide eyes scan the device.
Oh, baby.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Campbell studies his bomb closely on the field.
And Washington sets up. They really need to score here. Trailing New Orleans 24-14 as time runs down in the first half. Calvillo's got to get his offense moving.
Meanwhile, Bookman searches another passage.
How much time left?
1:15 in the half.
Faster, faster, come on. After this, we spread out more.
McDaniel unlocks another door, and the agents peer inside. Now at his bomb site, Pratt stares at the twisting wires.
He didn't color code the wires. On purpose, huh?
He scraped off the capacitor tolerance marking. I can't tell what the hell's going on in here.
At least without the gear, we had an excuse.
What else do you need?
Time.
On the field, the clock counts down. Calvillo steps back into the pocket and throws the ball.
Looking deep. Settles is there perfectly. Time of assembly for Byron. Gain of about 20. That is a first down.
At Pratt's bomb site.
We are out of timeouts.
These bombs have redundant collapsing circuits. You fool with anything, it'll go off.
What kind of chance have we got?
It's like trying to put together an all-white Rubik's Cube in one shot. Without making a mistake.
And time runs out on Washington with the score New Orleans 24, Washington 14. That'll be the end of the first half of our pro football game of the week.
Michael.
Yeah?
We got a call coming through on Lynn's cell phone. We're putting it through. We'll monitor it here.
What? Hello?
Put the lips back on the bomb, Agent Bookman.
What are you talking about? They're embedded in concrete.
Don't lie to me. I can see you. Look at your phone.
A photo shows a bomb crew.
Look again.
Another photo shows a masked man holding a gun to Sean's head.
Close him up. Everybody step away.
Campbell hangs his head.
Step away from the bombs. They're looking. Go!
Everyone back off. Joe, Doug, back off now. Back off.
Back off. Back off.
Everybody step back.
Campbell knits his brow.
All right, step away.
Get back.
Pratt's team complies. At headquarters, Greco's eyes shift. At the stadium, Bookman stares at the photo of Sean on his phone. Images flash. The bar explosion, the masked man, and Lynn and Sean in their seats at the stadium.
Listen up. It's the cameras. They've tapped into the surveillance cameras. Find them and disconnect them.
I got it.
Five stadium security cameras have been trained directly on each bomb site. Bookman, shut down that security office.
All of you are officially off duty.
Who the hell are you?
Agent Bookman, Homeland Security. Nobody leaves. Communication with the outside world is over. No cell phones, pagers, walkie-talkies, landlines, smoke signals, nothing.
Meanwhile, the teams deactivate the security cameras. Back with Bookman.
I need a security check on everyone in here.
Here, folks, line up. I need to see some ID. Now!
Good work, guys. Let's finish this off.
Now the scoreboard clock counts down.
We're back with 13 minutes to play in the third quarter. New Orleans really came back strong at the end of the half. Now we'll see if the defense can stop Calvillo and company.
The Washington offense lines up.
Beal drops back, fires a bullet to Cobb, who grabs it in traffic.
In an owner's box.
Big fan favorite here in Washington.
My security is barred from my own stadium? What's going on?
Sir, I'm sorry. We can't discuss this right now.
No, sorry. I get an explanation now, this minute.
Bookman here, what is it?
The owner uses Lawton's radio.
Red Beecham, I own this stadium. I own this football team. Now, what the hell is this?
Mr. Beecham, I'm with the Department of Homeland Security. If I told you what was going on here, a lot of people could die.
Is there some kind of threat? I want my family out of there right now.
Lock him up and his security guard.
Cuff
up
me. Well, I'll sue you. The whole lot of you. Right down to your crap government pension.
On the field.
Great fake by Calvillo. It's a screen. Jumped over the middle to Heppel. Scampers his way inside the 30.
The game clock counts down past 11 minutes at the bomb sites.
Okay, guys. Let's check the wire next to the transistor.
Nope. No. I wouldn't try that one.
Two other trip switches, huh?
Plus, there's collapsing circuits here, too.
Is there an SCR, too?
Two of them and a trip switch.
So we can't cut anything. Back to square one.
In a boiler room.
Lawton!
Yeah!
You got anything?
No, it's too big! Needle in a haystack time in here.
Hey, we gonna bellyache or are we gonna keep searching?
I got you four agents. Split them into teams of two. I'm trying to get you more.
Bookman, you there?
Yeah.
We got you, Iotley. There's a car at the stadium main entrance.
I thought you were gonna bring him to me.
Too high a security risk. 10 blocks is as close as he gets.
You think I'm gonna leave my family now?
It's the best we can do.
You don't understand. Well, you either bring his ass to me or send him back to jail.
Bookman sways angrily, hand on his hip.
There's no other way.
Greco paces. Now Bookman looks out a window as he rides in a car away from the stadium. Back on the field, Calvillo gets sacked.
Calvillo is hit hard. Oh, very hard. That is a big hit. Oh, Calvillo's taking his time to get up. Oh, no. This looks like... Yeah, this could be his knee, Joe. Deja vu all over again. Just like last year in the middle of the third. Oh, this could be disastrous for Washington.
Now words appear. DHS safe house, Georgetown. Policemen stand guard around a seated handcuffed Hyatley. Bookman arrives.
Clear the room.
The policemen and other officials exit. Hyatley wears an orange prison jumpsuit.
How are you, Agent Bookman?
65,000 people!
He shoves the terrorist to his knees.
I want my lawyer.
You think in my family? You of all people?
Bookman shoves him against a wall and stares into his eyes.
I honor my deals. And your family's safe, and this is what you do. If you harm one hair on their head, I will destroy all you are and all that came before you. Yagarahadekia.
Bookman sneers.
If we give them the money, will they honor the bargain? I'm trying to save my wife and child and get you what you want.
May God protect us all.
The terrorist stares off blankly. Bookman's chest heaves with breaths.
Answer me, damn it.
Now on a screen at headquarters, the game score reads New Orleans 24, Washington 14.
Pieces don't fit. Family's the only thing that Hayadli held sacrosanct. You talk about it for hours, drive us nuts.
He slaughtered plenty of families, Mike.
What about his family? They gone into hiding over this? Can you check that? Maybe it's a rival group trying to bring him down or bring down the Circle of Fire.
This is all the earmarks of the Circle of Fire. Don't try to double think it. Now you're the presidential authority. Do whatever's necessary to get the truth. Just do it fast.
You are listening to video description on the SAP channel. To return to regular program audio, turn off the SAP feature on your TV or VCR. Now at the safe house, two policemen set Hyatley down in his chair. The officers leave and shut the door. Hyatley looks to a lone armed guard left in the room with him. The guard leaves. He shuts a pair of doors with rippled glass windows. As Hyatley looks around, the wall behind him appears to loom closer. He gets up. Through the rippled glass, he sees a figure step away. Hyatley walks over and takes a closer look. Outdoors, Bookman waits anxiously. Back inside, Hyatley inches one of the doors open. He sees a sliver of daylight coming in from another door that lies ajar. Proceeding cautiously, he crosses a hallway. Bookman throws the door open.
Not much confidence in the plan, huh?
He grabs Hyatley and turns him around, later in the car.
It isn't Hyatley. There's no way he would have run. Maybe it was a new commander.
Greco listens.
What I don't understand is, terrorists never do non-events. If we give them Hyatley and the money, where's the event?
Who's to say they won't blow the stadium anyway?
A goateed agent faces her.
We got an incoming call for Agent Bookman. It's from his wife's cell phone.
All right, incoming call.
It's coming
call.
From the cell transmission tower in this area. Keep him on the line. We'll find his position.
Finding his position.
A circle moves across a grid map back in the car.
Got it.
Bookman answers his phone.
Yeah.
You have 10 seconds to stop your attempt to disarm the bombs. This is your last warning. I will put a hole in your son's head.
It did stop.
You lied.
It wasn't on long enough.
Oh, God.
A photo on his cell shows Lynn and Sean with duct tape over their mouths.
Put down the tools.
Campbell, keep working.
Douglas. Stop.
You can't stop.
I said stop, damn it!
Michael, listen to me. We have no choice.
Pull over.
Mike? There's 65,000 people there. You know we gotta call their bluff.
Stop the car!
Mike. Mike!
Bookman jumps out of the car, back with Greco.
Campbell, keep working. You gotta keep going. That's an order.
Surveillance footage of Bookman racing down a stadium staircase shows on a giant wall screen. Close-up images of the photo of Sean and Lynn's duct-taped faces flash. On the field, a Washington player makes a catch.
Let me be clear, Bookman. You get yourself under control or you're off this.
In the stadium, Bookman shuts his eyes. He tilts his head back. On the field,
Here comes Matt Calvillo. It looks like he's favoring that knee.
Calvillo pitches the ball to a running back.
Around the left side for about a 5-yard gain. And yes, definitely, Calvillo is hurt.
The quarterback bends his knee tenderly. On the concourse, Bookman watches a father and son walk by. The agent hangs his head.
Hey, having fun yet?
Bookman watches the father and son move off.
I've been better. No, it's funny.
Campbell continues his work on the bomb.
10 years. Never once have I asked you about your kids. How many you got?
4. In fact, you get done here, I'll invite you over to Aubrey's birthday party. She turns 6 on Tuesday.
Bookman chuckles softly, then lowers his gaze and swallows. Back at DHS headquarters.
All right, we got something for you, Mike.
What is it?
Serial numbers on the cuffs were all from the same lot, all right? We traced them to the manufacturer, came up with a store in the Shaw section.
This is where our boys bought their handcuffs. The owner's with a composite artist trying to get a picture of the guy who bought the cuffs. Said he had an accent, definitely from the Middle East.
Maybe the nose, maybe it's the nose. No.
Give me a copy of that picture.
It's not ready.
Give me whatever you've got.
Washington, from their own 35.
In the stands, Bookman squeezes past standing spectators. On the field, a player gets tackled.
Bangs forward for a short game.
In the stands, Bookman rounds a banister and heads upstairs to his family's seats. He glances at the woman in front of him, then leans forward slightly.
Some game, huh?
She's having trouble with that knee again. See, the line keeps collapsing on the left side. How's your wife and kid?
Bookman shows her his badge.
Shake your head as if you're telling me you know nothing. Bigger. Say, leave me alone. Say it.
Leave me alone.
All right. Now turn back around and watch the game. Your family's in tremendous danger. We're being watched right now. I'm going to get up, go to the exit, and wait there. You're to follow me in 30 seconds. Babe, Mama, everyone's life in this stadium depends on it.
He gets up and heads downstairs. Forcing a smile, the woman looks to her son. Bookman eyes her as he rounds a corner toward the concourse. He glimpses Lynn and Sean in their seats. Doubling back, he finds the seats empty. In the communications lab, the agents continue scanning the crowd.
Bookman, what's your position?
Focus.
I'm near Lynn and Sean's seats.
Tighter. Tighter on him.
Okay.
Run him.
Tight.
Stop on him.
All right, we made a match. Ahmad El Fatwa. Right.
He's on the move.
Stay with him.
He spotted the camera.
What's going on?
We got a suspect on the run. He's in section 98.
Agent's coming in from 7th Street.
Okay, back up off him. Wait a minute.
Pull up the satellite.
Satellite
2 seconds away.
Got it.
What's going on?
Back up. All right, you saw the agents.
Now the witness and her family approach Bookman.
Get her upstairs to the broadcast booth. Show her the composite photo.
Agents Bourne and Kent are coming in.
I see you. All right, you go on, but you can't hide.
Get him, Bookman.
The brown-haired agent bolts outside.
He's running northeast.
All right, here comes my guy. All right, put the ball in your hand. We'll put you in the game.
Elsewhere, over half a dozen men chase El Fatwa. Bookman races across a concrete lot. Now El Fatwa outpaces his pursuers as he charges upstairs. Bookman darts out behind him.
Hold it! Listen! Don't shoot!
Policemen block the suspect's path.
Don't shoot him! Don't shoot!
In Afghanistan, 1979, under the name of Ali Amen Fatwa, Syria.
Accepted Washington University in January.
An agent twists El Fatwa's arm behind his back.
Why did you run?
I've been harassed by FBI and DHS before. I thought you were going to deport me.
Why? Because we knew you were collecting money for Gamayat, El Ikhwan, and Muslimin?
I told DHS like 1,000 times. It's a fund for educational television in Afghanistan. There are individuals, we were told, who donated to us and to Al-Qaeda. But that doesn't link us to Al-Qaeda. And you know it. We're trying to teach kids to read, like Sesame Street.
You just happened to pick this particular game.
I'm a Washington fan.
Bookman overhears a patrol car's radio.
Offsides New Orleans. That gives Washington a first down.
Calvillo back to throw.
A receiver gets tackled.
Hit hard. Oh, very hard. That is a big hit.
What was Billy Ray Cobb's yardage last year?
I'm not sure. Oh, 1,900, maybe 1,800 yards. I can't remember.
What about Calvillo?
Yards running or passed?
Both.
What year?
Best year.
He's only been pro for 3 years, so that would be his second year, but I'm not sure of the stats. 3,900, maybe a little bit more. Would have been better if it wasn't for that damn knee of his.
As Bookman takes off, the other agent releases his grip on Al-Fatwa.
What just happened?
I think that's his way of apologizing for the inconvenience, sir.
Clear here, let's go.
Third and 10, and a huge play for Washington. If they want to get back in this game, they've got to make some plays.
As Washington lines up with the ball, Calvillo looks to both sides. The game clock counts down under 4.5 minutes in the third.
Motion left. Calvillo drops. Throws. It's picked off again by Dean. He's still on his feet.
Three Washington players tackle the interceptor.
Returns it all the way to the 35-yard line. Another tough break for Washington.
With Campbell.
This wire is a slightly different gauge.
A view through the tangle of wire shows sweat beating on the bomb expert's forehead.
The hot off the positive terminal, the first battery.
He positions his cutter blades around a wire.
They use the thickness of the wire to code them. The 0.49 is for the hot.
0.49 for hot.
The 0.35 is neutral, okay? I'm cutting the 0.49 gauge off the positive. Double check this. This is right, right?
Yeah. He's cutting 0.49 gauge.
He's cutting 0.49 gauge.
At the other bomb sites.
He's cutting 0.49 gauge. Stand by.
With Campbell.
Okay.
He grips the wire in his cutters.
That's secure to the SCR, right?
That's affirmative. Secure to the SCR beside the capacitors.
At headquarters, Greco breathes tensely. Meanwhile, Pratt shines a flashlight on his bomb's wires.
49 gauge and the SRC. Here goes.
Now Campbell shuts his eyes as he snips the wire. On the field, a player gets tackled. Back at the concourse bomb site, Campbell opens his eyes.
We're still here.
All right.
Nice work.
At another bomb site, the lead tech removes his ball cap and relaxes, back with Campbell.
Who's next?
I guess that'd be me. Ready?
Ready.
Pratt lifts his cutters to the wires.
Here goes, 0.49 gauge. Kill the dispenser.
Right.
The goateed tech clips the wire.
Done.
At another bomb site.
Number three, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, go.
0.49 gauge to the SER. Done.
Next.
The sweaty tech in the ball cap lets out a breath, then positions his wire cutters.
0.49 gauge.
Careful. Pulling it. Hold it, wait.
He snips the wire.
Done.
Okay. Can you get into that other one?
On the field.
Orleans attempting another field goal. It is good.
We found some footprints. They're your wife's shoe size. They lead this way.
Words appear. Sub-basement, quadrant 7.
Hold on.
Shining his flashlight, Bookman backtracks to a cluster of thick pipes.
What is it?
He crouches and looks around. With a disappointed look, he starts to rise. His gaze catches on the floor. He picks up a tiny scrap and shines his light on it. One edge is smooth, the other's jagged. It shows a cut-off photograph of a man's wavy hair. Bookman turns it over.
Football card. Sean.
His thumb brushes over Calvillo's head. Lifting his flashlight, he walks crouched along the pipes. Lawton follows. Bookman's flashlight beam locates another scrap of the football card. Holding the two pieces together in his hand, he eyes Calvillo's fragmented face. Bookman closes his palm around the bright end of his flashlight and grimaces.
Sean. He's leaving the trail.
He leads the others forward through the maze of pipes. Back on the field, the two teams line up.
30-14, New Orleans. I'll tell you, Calvillo, he's not going quietly.
The ball gets hiked to Calvillo, who runs a few yards back, then throws for a completion.
Throws downfield to Gerard. Complete, and he's written out of bounds. Drilled by Blanco. Flag on the play. That was clearly, no doubt about it, a late hit. And it's going to cost New Orleans 15 big yards. So first down, Washington, as Calvillo and company continue to fight back.
Mike, you need to hear this.
Go.
A blonde audio tech faces Greco from a monitor.
Go.
We got the filter off the voices.
Voices?
There are two. The first two calls, we found clicks and subtle shifts in background ambience, indicating it was pieced together from different recordings of the same person. So I'm thinking, where do you get one guy talking and talking with enough words to make a bomb threat in an Arabic accent? Came up with this.
The bomb detonated in a busy downtown
the voice breaks match.
The
blast this is an Arabic network that broadcasts in the UK in English. The terrorist voice matches the voice of the anchorman. Whoever did this recorded dozens of broadcasts and then pieced the audio together to make the threats.
Well, the person I spoke with wasn't a recording. I interacted with the caller.
That voice was filtered, but not recorded.
Spread out. Look for pieces of the card.
Our link was analyzed, and she says for sure that the accent's fake. Now, for what it's worth, she believes that the person does have an accent, but it's too distorted to tell the origin.
Give me the woman from the stand. Ma'am, the person you interacted with, said he had an accent?
I think so. I'm not sure. It was very loud.
Are you getting any closer to a description?
I keep trying to tell them that I didn't see anything. I heard them. The game was very noisy.
She kisses the top of her son's head. In the sub-basement, Bookman nods and paces.
I'm very sorry about your family, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
With Greco.
Bookman.
Yes?
Are you in a secure area?
In the sub-basement, Bookman looks around, then ducks under some pipework.
Switch to a secure frequency.
He heads down a short flight of steps.
Done. What is it?
When the security guard's background checks didn't come up with anything, I had him do checks on the DC bomb tech guys.
On the bomb techs?
If the leak didn't come from the security cameras, the bomb tech guys are the only ones who knew that we were working on the bomb. And they did not have security federal clearance.
So what'd you get?
Douglas Campbell. Converted to Islam 7 years ago. Studying at night to become a cleric.
Bookman takes a few steps back.
Well, it can't be him. I've known him for over 10 years. He's a friend.
You gotta take him out. He's a Muslim with proximity to the terrorist, and there's a leak. We have no choice. We got a lot of guys who can disarm bombs, Mike. We can't take a chance. There's no downside to pulling him out.
There is a huge downside to it. He is the best bomb tech I've got. And he's a friend. He is innocent. He is completely innocent.
This is not a discussion. Get him out. Now.
With Campbell.
You can try the 22 gauge to the transistor.
At another bomb site, the tech in the ball cap clips a wire.
Nothing. She's still alive.
She seems to react to everything we do.
Bookman arrives at site one.
We're gonna find more pieces of Sean's car. I need three times the agents in quadrant 7 of the sub-basement.
Douglas, I need a word with you.
You kind of got me in the middle of something.
Now.
Facing the tangled wires, the bomb expert shuts his eyes, then gets up.
I got some good news. Got the left flap open, barely.
Taking you off.
What?
Taking off the bomb, Douglas.
But why?
You're studying to be a Muslim cleric.
You did a background check on me?
The center that you studied at has several links.
I risk my life every day for this country. This is my country.
What the hell's going on up there?
Give me a minute, Pratt.
You taking Campbell off the bomb site? Are you insane? He's the only one who knows what to do.
Just get back to work, Pratt. You're the point man on this now.
Mike, I don't know what to do.
I'll figure it out.
Frowning, Campbell shakes his head, then removes his earpiece. Bookman turns away.
Mike, I think the bomb detonator is a cell phone, like in Madrid.
What? How do you know this?
Because I've been working on the bomb, Mike. Under the left flap, I found the guts of some kind of cell phone. It could have a trigger. Just let Pratt know.
Lawton, any more pieces of that card?
Not yet. Nothing new.
So the fourth and final quarter begins with New Orleans up 30-14, and Washington will just about need a miracle.
New Orleans has dominated on both sides of the ball. They've already rung up almost 400 yards in total offense, and their defense, well, they've held Washington to only two scores. They give to White up the middle. White sprints through a hole a mile wide. First down for the Super Bowl champion.
At headquarters.
If we can't get the bombs disabled with 3 minutes left, the president will speak with the commissioner. Our techs think that if they can get the scoreboard clock to run 2 seconds for every actual second, double our time.
Why don't you just make it 3 seconds? Even if the terrorists figure out what's the difference, I don't think they're going to defuse the bombs in time.
All right, look, Mike. With 2 minutes left, I want you heading for the door. That's an order. There's no reason for you to die. If that stadium collapses, we're going to need everyone afterwards.
I'm not going anywhere. My wife and kid are here.
Look, Mike.
I'll get back to you.
He switches signals.
Lawton, any more pieces?
No, nothing. But we tripled our agents. How much time?
Bookman checks his watch.
10 minutes.
Look, I think McDaniel doesn't know this place as well as he says. He's leading us in circles.
Check up to the left.
I'll be right there.
And you, go down there.
Yes, sir.
You, come with me.
I need a security check on Clark McDaniel. He works here at the stadium.
Bookman approaches Pratt, crouched at the bomb.
Hey, buddy. How old do you think the cement is covering that bomb?
Not old.
1 week, 2 weeks?
Well, it takes about 24 days for cement to cure.
So it could have been here up to 2-3 weeks ago?
Easy. Timers and batteries would have lasted at least that long.
Someone needed a lot of access.
Listen, Mike, some of the guys, they got kids. They'll want to get out of here pretty fast.
Bookman looks around.
Yeah.
He shifts his focus back to Pratt.
Give me till the 2 minute warning.
Gibbons approaches.
I'm sorry I'm late, man. I was up at the level 3 bomb site, you know? Give me that micrometer. Careful that SCR now.
Lawton, you there?
Yeah.
Forget anything that McDaniels told you. Break away from him, take 5 men, and start looking for pieces of that card.
You're there. I know my son.
Where the hell's Zawadzki?
What, you not here? I thought he was with you at the bar.
As we move in on Bookman's ear, he remembers.
Said he had an accent.
He's got the ball cutters. You know, that's the way I like it. Where's Campbell?
He'll be there somewhere.
Glad you're here, Givens. We need you.
Yeah, man.
As Bookman walks away, Gibbons and Pratt eye the bomb.
I think it's random.
Give me that man from the store. He told my people that the man that purchased the handcuffs had an Arab accent. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure, yes.
Where have you heard an Arab accent before, sir?
On TV show.
So it could have been another kind of accent, huh?
In the broadcast booth, a man approaches the witness.
We want it downstairs, man. Quickly, please.
She hands her son to her husband and kisses her daughter's forehead. On the field, a Washington player runs downfield with the ball.
Looking for some running room. Any running room, but nothing is...
Now Bookman and the witness approach Gibbons and Pratt.
Shutting everything down.
We're going to walk right by him. So make sure you get a good look at him. Try not to stare. We don't want to tip him off.
Is that a bomb?
That's right, man. That's why I need your focus.
Taking the woman's slender arm, Bookman walks her up behind the bomb experts. As they concentrate on their work, the witness peers down at them. Bookman ushers her aside.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Are you sure?
No, I don't know. I keep telling them I never saw them. I'm sorry.
Maybe if you heard them. Givens, can I have a word with you?
This is not a good moment, Mike.
Just gonna take a second.
Yeah, no problem. Just make sure that the collapsing circuit's relay is connected to the cell phone.
The woman nods to Bookman.
Come on up. I'm asking a few questions.
We got no time left, man. What's going on?
You tell me.
At headquarters.
Mike, don't lose it.
We're in a check on Clark McDaniel.
What?
You okay, man? This is Givens. I need him back there.
Just get back to work, please.
He did 2 years at Ossining for assault, 1 year at Marion for bank robbery. His real name's Frank Burleson. Lawton's just arrested him.
Givens, don't move. You stay right where you are. Greco, get a photo of Givens down to the shop owner now.
Now in the maintenance office, Bookman throws McDaniel on a table.
Where the hell is my family?
He punches the maintenance man in the gut and grabs him by the collar.
Kill me. Please.
Just tell me where my family is.
They threatened my family, too.
Who?
I never thought it would come to this ever.
Who? Who threatened the family?
They know where my nieces and nephews live.
Who?
Campbell.
Gibbons. Circle of Fire. Listen, if you want your family safe, you gotta help me catch these bastards.
Okay.
It's not just your family. There are thousands of families out there.
You're gonna have to kill me first.
Bookman slugs McDaniel, kicks him, then storms out. At headquarters, Greco shrugs her hands.
What'd you get?
He's just a pawn. He's terrified for his family. I got nothing.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna use him as bait.
Now Bookman shoves Givens against a wall.
It's over, Givens. Burleson gave you up. All of you. Now the agents are out there, rounding everybody up. So it's time to tell me where my family is.
I don't know anything at all, Mike. I wish I did.
You're just gonna let everybody out there die. Where the hell is that cell phone? And where's my family?
You never liked me, Mike. I know that. But I never take it come to this.
McDaniel looks on, guarded by cops.
You can do less time than your buddies. You can get out of prison before you're an old man.
And you take Campbell too, Mike? Two black men.
Give me a gun.
Just because we're black, Mike. Doesn't...
Bookman cocks a pistol. Mike,
where is the cell phone? And where the hell is my wife and son?
This has nothing to do with me, hear me? Nothing.
Bookman's finger rests on the trigger.
The safety's off. I'm gonna count to three. One, two.
Mike, I'm getting married next month. I'm getting out of here. I'm leaving here, man. I'm going
Mike,
home.
Mike, are you there?
Hear me?
I think we just found another piece of the card.
I'll be right there.
Great, we're in quadrant 17.
Call coming in. Lance's cell phone.
Keeping his gaze on Givens, Bookman answers his phone.
This is the account number. It's 2928559294 SWS. It's an electronic Swiss account. Send $100 million by the end of the game, or I blow off the stadium. Look at your phone.
Bookman eyes the display.
You've seen this before.
In a photo, a masked man wears explosives strapped to his chest.
Suicide bomber jacket.
We use them all the time.
What's your point?
My point is, I put one on your wife and another on your son. Look at your phone.
Lynn and Sean lie on the floor wearing bomb vests.
The shrapnel will grate their torsos into chopped meat.
Why the hell are you doing this to me?
Release the two men you are holding, or I blow up your wife.
Greco listens intently.
And if you refuse a second time, I'll blow up your son. If you refuse a third time, I'll blow up the stadium.
Bookman glances at McDaniel and Givens.
Now, you have 10 seconds to release those men. 10.
You can't do this.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Bookman glances from McDaniel to Givens. At headquarters, a grainy image of Sean's duct-taped mouth appears on a screen.
3.
He can't do this.
2.
Release them. Michael, let them go. Now.
1.
We're releasing them now. We're letting them go. Let them go! Release them!
As the suspects leave, Givens puts a hand on Bookman's shoulder.
Nothing personal.
Get agents on both men. Trail them.
If you trail them, I blow up your wife. With no warning.
Cancel that. Let him go. We'll try to pick him up on satellite.
Get me Campbell down here now. I told you he was innocent, damn it.
On the field, Calvillo passes with 8 minutes left.
Calvillo, looking deep. It is completely over the middle to Girard.
On the concourse.
They want Campbell
end around to Billy Ray Cobb.
Two agents usher Campbell off.
He breaks free. You gotta be. That's a touchdown. Touchdown, Washington.
At headquarters.
Keep them on satellite. We're gonna get those bastards.
In the sub basement.
We found them.
Bookman runs up to Lawton.
There's a trail of pieces. They lead this way.
He follows her to a spot where two more agents wait.
They end right here.
They crouch at a railing facing a jumble of large pipes. Bookman ducks under the rail. Lawton follows, and they join more armed men at another railing. Bookman and Lawton climb over it. Police in SWAT gear follow. His pistol raised, Bookman lifts a finger to his lips. The others station themselves behind him. Bookman nods, then pulls a blue door open. He enters a room with cement walls and floor, empty except for a fluorescent light and some large pipes. As the others follow him in, they approach an open space in one wall. It connects to an adjacent room where a masked man sits on a chair. Lynn and Sean lie tied up on the floor.
Hey, stay back!
Don't move.
Stay away from him! I got him wired to timers!
He starts timers on both hostages.
I mean, you can shoot me if you want, go ahead, but I got the codes. I got the codes that sets him free.
Lynn lifts her head, straining against duct tape across her mouth. Bookman kneels beside her, eyeing the timer attached to the bomb vest. It counts down from 10 minutes.
Are you all right? It's gonna be all right.
Ooh, I wouldn't touch that vest if I were you.
Give me the codes.
You can shoot me if you want. You go ahead.
Give me the codes!
The sooner I walk and you wire the 100 million, the sooner you get the codes!
Bookman lowers his gun.
All right. Put down your weapons.
He lays his pistol on the floor.
You heard him! Put him down! Back off! Guns down!
Honey, I'm gonna get you out of this.
That 100 million better be wired right now. That's right. Okay, back off.
As the terrorist faces the others, Bookman shoots his gun-toting hand.
Defuse the vest!
As the terrorist eyes his bloody palm, Bookman tackles him and pulls off his mask.
Zawadzki.
He remembers Zawadzki helping to defuse the bomb at O'Regan's bar.
Okay. What are the codes? Tell me the codes. Now!
The booby trapped
there. Give me the damn codes!
Look at those detonators.
Agents study the bomb vests.
I never had any money, Mike. I never had no money. Money? You did this for money!
He shoots Zawadzki's other hand.
Who are you working for? Who is it? Next at your knees. Who is it? Is this what you want?
Everything's trapped. Find a way in.
8 minutes left.
Who has the codes?
At a bomb site, Campbell oversees.
Try cutting the SL215 circuit pad wire. And then we can bypass.
Step away from the bomb. Step away from the bomb.
In a flashback, Givens and Zawadzki lean over the O'Regan's bomb.
Step away from the bomb, Pratt. Give me the damn codes.
Be cool, Mike.
Pratt squeezes a hand grip attached to a wire.
You know what this is? It's a dead man's switch. If I let go, we die.
Pratt turns to face Bookman.
If I get shot, I drop it. So everyone, back off! Back off!
The team members scatter and drop to the floor.
Back off!
Get back
down!
Guns
down!
Bookman puts his pistol on the floor.
Calm down, Pratt. Just calm down.
Put down your weapons. Everyone, put your weapons down.
If for any reason the switch opens, it'll trigger their cell phone and speed dial those bombs. I built these bombs, and there's only one way to defuse them.
Are you ready to die?
Are you? I need to walk away from here, Mike. And you need to wire that money.
He spots someone moving.
On the ground!
Everybody down. Everybody down.
Right down.
Everybody down.
I'll make you a deal. You get my son out of that jacket and put it on me. Then you can walk. And I'll wire that money into your account. Otherwise, blow the hell out of this place! Because I got nothing else to live for.
Pratt shakes his head and paces, eyeing Bookman with a tight-lipped frown. As Bookman stares him down, Pratt blinks.
All right, bring him here.
A gray-haired agent runs up carrying Sean. Lynn arrives with them.
Right here. It's going to be all right.
Easy.
It's going to be all right.
You back off. Back off!
Just calm down, Pratt. Just calm down.
As Pratt pushes buttons on Sean's timer, it stops at 6 minutes and 18 seconds. Lynn glances at her husband.
It's going to be all right, Sean.
Everybody's going to be fine.
Pratt shoves Sean back into his father's arms. Bookman unfastens the bomb vest.
Snap it.
Easy, Mike. Easy.
Yeah. You! Get the hell over there!
Pratt. You're not going to get away with this. Pratt.
Stay out of this, Campbell.
It'll be okay.
Keep your hands in clear sight!
You did such a great job with that car. So proud of you.
He He lifts the vest off the boy's shoulders.
Mommy and Daddy are gonna see you outside, okay?
He hugs him.
Dad's going to just fly.
Love you.
This is brilliant, my friend.
Bookman faces Lynn.
Get him out of here.
No, no, no! Put the vest on. Now.
Bookman compliantly lifts the bomb vest, and Lynn helps him slip it over his head. Pratt points toward onlookers.
Stay down on the ground!
Everybody, just stay calm, everybody.
Bookman carefully puts on the vest. Campbell watches.
It's on. Get him out of here.
Lawton ushers Sean off.
I love you, sweetie.
Come here, Mike.
Pratt punches a code into the timer on Bookman's vest.
You know, I kind of like this. It's always been about you and me anyway.
Bookman glares.
And then...
Pratt leers at her.
Ah, you did steal her away from me, Mike.
Bookman shifts on his feet.
65,000 people in. Are you?
Bookman takes a step toward Pratt.
Stay away from her.
Back off!
Bookman backs away. As Lynn stares at her ex-boyfriend, the timer on her vest counts down toward 5 minutes.
You say no to me one more time? I might just blow this place for fun.
Lynn meets Pratt's gaze with a lopsided sneer, and she moves toward him.
Okay, Richard.
Bookman watches warily. As Lynn approaches, Pratt reaches out.
There's a good girl.
He grabs her. Pratt stares defiantly at Bookman.
Everyone stand down. Stay there, Mike!
He backs away with Lynn.
What about the cell phone?
Back off,
what about
Mike?
The cell phone?
Stand down, Mike!
Mike, come on. We've confirmed that if the dead man's switch opens, it will trigger all the bombs. I repeat, it will trigger all the bombs.
All right, everyone, stay where you are. Wait for your orders.
Greco watches surveillance footage of Pratt running with Lynn.
All right, got it.
As Bookman takes off, he glances at Campbell.
Get me out of here.
In the grainy surveillance footage, Pratt ushers Lynn to an elevator. Greco squints at her monitor.
That's number 7. It's just below the main exit.
Mobilize all agents to Section G, main floor, now.
Bookman sprints through the stadium.
Now be back again. Let's see. It circles again.
In an elevator, Pratt taps a button.
Elevator just passed the main floor. It's going higher.
Lynn's timer counts down under 4.5 minutes.
All right, why is he going up? What number is that?
I can't tell.
Come on, get me a number. Mike, he's going
another
up.
Another completion.
It goes to 6.
They cross midfield.
They're 1 floor ahead.
Bookman races along another level. On the field, Calvillo passes to a receiver who runs for more yards. At headquarters, Greco watches the elevator surveillance footage. Bookman races up a stairwell.
He's got no escape route.
I'm trying to get a fix on the number.
All right. Mobilize agents on every floor surrounding elevator 7.
Bookman's one behind.
Hey, Mike, you got 1:22.
On the scoreboard, the game clock ticks down to 1:20.
Incomplete pass, and that's going to stop the clock.
On Greco's screen, the elevator stops.
We're getting out at level 6.
Pratt pushes Lynn out the door.
Take the stairs all the way up to the 6th floor.
No, it's level 5.
Okay, correction. Come out at 5, head west.
As Bookman races down an empty hall and up a ramp, his timer counts down to 4 minutes. At headquarters, an agent faces Greco.
The president's denied the transfer of the money.
Of course he has. Alert the local hospitals.
Red 30!
He's approaching another elevator. Number 14.
Another completion.
As his vest timer ticks down, Bookman races up more stairs.
Wait, he's going up.
Is he going to the top floor? Close it down.
They've crossed midfield.
He's right behind the scoreboard.
Mike, he's on the top floor. Can you hear me?
Pratt pulls Lynn toward a set of service stairs.
Directly behind the scoreboard.
On the field, Calvillo throws a long pass. Bookman hurries through the crowded stands.
He's in. Touchdown. Touchdown, Washington. Unbelievable drive by Washington. 33-27. With the extra point, the score will be New Orleans 33, Washington 28, with only minutes left to play in this game.
Pratt opens a door in a cement wall and shoves Lynn through. Just below, the giant scoreboard screen shows a replay.
Bookman, he's found an exit to the roof, right behind the scoreboard. I want all exterior security cameras trained on the roof.
On the field, New Orleans fumbles. Now a grainy black and white view sweeps over the stadium's roof.
Security cameras are now covering the roof.
Right there. They should be right there.
As Greco points, Lynn and Pratt appear on the screen.
There, there.
They reach the top of a ladder.
Where's Bookman?
Washington has recovered an onside.
There he is.
Okay, there you go. We got you. We got you.
Bookman runs into a wide open area directly behind the scoreboard.
Behind him. He's facing the wrong way.
Turn around. Turn around. Mike! There's a door.
I see it.
It leads to the roof.
Bookman races up a flight of cement stairs and climbs a fixed ladder on the other side of the door. On the roof, Pratt stands beside an extension ladder. Lynn hurries up, still wearing the bomb vest. At headquarters, Greco points.
There we are.
On the roof, Bookman hops out of an open hatch.
Give me full coverage.
Camera 3, go wide.
What is that? What the hell was that? Is that a ladder?
A camera focuses on the extension ladder.
God, he's gonna blow the place. Mike, can you hear me? He's placed the ladder to the top of the stadium.
The scoreboard clock ticks past 1 minute of playing time as Washington lines up. Outside, Bookman runs under an overhang.
I've got the ladder.
He climbs it to the top of the roof. On the field, Calvillo completes a pass. On the roof, Pratt leads Lynn down a section of the stadium's dome.
Second down.
As they reach a ledge, Bookman crests the dome summit behind them.
He's on the roof. You're not far behind.
Pratt straps on a harness.
He's putting on a harness.
A wire stretches away from the dome.
Is that a cable?
Yes, it's a cable. Running from the stadium to that house. Mike, there's a cable that leads from the stadium across to the house. If he gets across that cable...
35 seconds remaining. Counting.
As Pratt hooks himself to the cable, Bookman slips.
Got down, couldn't get up. Come on, Mike, get up, get up. Get up!
Lynn, stop him!
As Lynn dives for him, Pratt dangles off the ledge, holding the cable with one hand. On the field, a Washington receiver gets tackled out of bounds. On the roof, Bookman runs to his wife's side. He reaches down to Pratt and grabs the hand holding the dead man switch.
The trigger! I can't let go of the trigger, Mike!
They're hanging from a thread here.
Michael, what are you doing?
Give me the trigger. Give it to me! And hold on with both hands!
The game clock shows 32 seconds. Greco watches Pratt and Bookman.
Get Campbell up there. He's got to defuse those vests.
As Bookman hangs on to him, Pratt struggles to pull himself up.
I can't!
He glances down at pedestrians dotting the pavement far below.
Michael!
Bookman slides off the ledge and dangles beside the wall with Pratt. Lynn reaches to him.
He'll carry the bomb!
We're here, Mike.
Campbell arrives.
Lynn, I got the vest. Okay, look, it's fine.
With 30 seconds left, Campbell works on Lynn's bomb.
I can't hold on! Then give me the trigger.
And that SCR.
Right.
Watch the wire. Watch the wire.
Bookman struggles for the dead man switch.
Careful!
At headquarters, Greco squints at the screen. Bookman looks up at his wife.
Mike!
He takes the hand grip from Pratt, who grabs the cable with both hands.
Help me!
Campbell stops Lynn's timer.
Got it.
He rappels down to Bookman.
It's come down to this. They're out of timeout. This will be the last play of the game.
He hooks Bookman into a harness on the field.
And signals for quiet. But instead, the fans just roar louder.
On the roof. Lynn leans far over the ledge and passes the tool to Campbell. As Campbell snips a wire, Bookman's timer counts down under 9 seconds on the field.
Hold on to your seat. Calvillo takes the step. Rollins puts it. They've got Calvillo wrapped up. No, wait, he slips out. Calvillo, still on his feet. He tucks the ball under, takes off around the right side.
Outside, Pratt struggles to pull himself up the cable.
He's still got some daylight. Calvillo, still on his feet. He's across the 30. Set by several Rollins defenders, but Calvillo breaks through. I can't believe it. Pat Calvillo will not go down.
Bookman quickly wraps the rubber band around the hand grip. Campbell clips a second wire, and the timer stops at 3 seconds. Bookman reaches for Pratt's hand. Pratt loses his grip and falls. On the field, Calvillo runs into the end zone as time runs out.
He scores! Touchdown!
Outside, Pratt's body lies sprawled on the pavement.
On the clock, I cannot believe what I just saw. The stadium has erupted. The fans, oh, they're pouring out onto the field.
Outside, Lynn helps her husband up to the ledge.
Made a miraculous comeback.
On the ground, Pratt's motionless body lies face down. The dead man switch rests beside him, snugly wrapped with the rubber band.
By his teammates, the
This has got to be the greatest game in pro football history. Pat Calvillo in Washington put it 34-33.
Safely on the roof, Bookman kisses his wife. A bomb squad team rejoices. Now as fans exit the stadium, Sean gazes sadly. His parents rush out to him. Bookman scoops his son up in his arms. Lynn hugs them both. At headquarters, Greco gives a relieved smile as she plops down in her chair. On a screen displaying the final score, Calvillo and his team celebrate. At the stadium exit, Bookman opens his palm, revealing the pieces of Sean's football card.
What do you say we go get this signed?
As Bookman holds his family close, an image of a rippling American flag overlaps theirs. Now, an orange sunset glowing over the D.C. skyline silhouettes the Washington Monument. Fade to black. A credit. Executive producer, Tom Patricia.